According to the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority, coral on the southern tip of the reef is regenerating at an unusually fast pace. Marine scientist Lawrence McCook says an unusual combination of biological factors allowed fragments of surviving coral tissue to regrow.
The seaweed that overgrew the corals has a seasonal dieback in the winter, and that gave the corals a chance to make a comeback.
Mr. McCook says the Acropora coral situated in the Keppel Islands is regenerating as pollution reduces.
Basically, we have an effective marine protected area in place in the Keppels and a lot of work going on to manage the environment there, and that's all helped to enable this recovery.
But he says the diversity of life on the reefs is declining.
The species of corals that don't recover quickly have declined, and these very fast-growing corals, the Acroporas, have been able to recover. So that in the longer term, there is still significant concern.
Doctor of Natural Resource Sciences at QUT, Gregory Webb, says Acropora coral evolved to counteract destruction caused by humans.
They're actually used to having problems and being killed off, and then they're used to growing back pretty rapidly. So in this instance, this may not be, some amazing feat.
In addition, Dr. Webb says the coral can regenerate because bleaching wasn't as serious as first claimed.
If the entire colonies had been killed off of these corals during the bleaching event, they could not have recovered this fast.
Dr. Webb says humans are the major cause of pollution to our oceans.
Anytime you have land use changes, in the coastal regions, and that's agriculture or cities, if you just disturb the ground, this causes increased runoff. So in areas that are much more heavily affected by human populations, the reefs don't stand much of a chance.
But Dr. Webb says coral species are naturally resilient.
Coral reefs form in some of the toughest environments on Earth. They form right at sea level, so minor sea level changes can affect them a great deal. They form where huge storms can come by, and the corals are good at coming back. As long as you don't kill off an entire colony, you have hope.
Scientists still predict global warming will devastate the reef within 50 years unless drastic action is taken.